Hey, everybody. It's me. Today, I want to talk about some of the communication stuff that's out there and all the different platforms and ideas and so many things to get involved in. This is going to be a straight podcast. This isn't going to get into code. I'm not going to show you all that. You can see that on my daily streams. I talked about cron tabs earlier today. Anyway, couple housekeeping things I want to let you know. One, my schedule now will be 8 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's 8 p.m. And that's Eastern time. I want to do that to see if I can get more consistent and regular on that and be able to build up some of the content and not just do some random daily stuff all the time. Two, I have set up a Substack. Yay me. Because that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So Substack is a newsletter system. I'm going to work on a monthly newsletter that will go out to subscribers and allow you to learn more about what I'm working on and some of the technology that's out there. Probably going to talk more about process and team building and things like that and less about the technology. But definitely the goal of that newsletter is to help startups accomplish their goals, whatever it may be for you. A lot of pitfalls are out there, and I'm actually going to put together the first one, which will be about some of the pitfalls you want to avoid as a startup. So that's the first part. That's the housekeeping. So let's talk about all the different communication systems that are out there. I'm currently on three now. So I am on Twitter. You can follow me there, at Startups and Code. I am on YouTube, which hopefully you're watching this somewhere there, on Startups and Code. And the other one is the Substack, which I just set up, which is also Startups and Code. So it's the same name across the board. It makes it a lot easier. By doing all of just those three, I'm not on TikTok, I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Instagram, and doing just those three, and obviously I'm on LinkedIn. A lot of people like to follow me on LinkedIn for some reason. What's really fun about that is I've tried to consolidate of like what is actually useful, what is something I enjoy doing, and then how can I actually help others through this and build a small community to actually communicate with everybody about what you're working on, what I'm working on, and what we're working on together. The Substack was a new thing that I just wanted to try out. And what's cool about Substack is it actually builds an email list so I can actually connect with you directly. And by being able to do that gives me the feedback that I'm looking for of like, hey, I'd really like for you to talk about this or that or whatever it is. And by doing that, it will help actually get the content better. It'll help allow me to do more of the writing side of things, which I really enjoy doing. And I think by doing all of that, it will overall improve my communication. And that's one of the goals of any type of these systems. Like right here, I've been playing with different cameras. So now I have this one over here, and I have that one here. So if you're following the video podcast, didn't affect you at all. Anyway, the other thing I want to talk about is how many social media platforms are out there and what our intent is in delivering those. And one of the big problems I've noticed with those is how do we have that authenticity in those social media platforms or on those social media platforms? And there's so many bots out there. There are ways to automate all of that. Zapier is amazing for automation, but people are now even automating their own blog posts and feeds and Twitter, and it's using AI to actually manage your entire social media platform. And the question is, should you? It depends on what your goals are, right? If your goal is to authentically connect with your users, I'm going to say no. Like, you are already, you're starting with a lie. You're lying to them from the very beginning of, hey, you, loved my tweet, or you loved my post, or you loved my blah, blah, blah. And now they're even making videos using AI. So you don't even know if what I'm doing right now is even me. I can tell you it is, but that just is good AI, right? And that authenticity is starting to fade away. But I also think there's going to be a strong push of what is real content. What are the users really looking for? How do you know, like, we have to verify content now of anything, right? Everyone does fact checks. There's websites that are dedicated to fact checking any public speaker out there. But then the question is, who's checking those fact checkers? And then it can go into this really complex system. There's a great example of what people are using. So there's a lot of different compliance rules and regulations that are out there. And for those who are not familiar with compliance, there's like different standards. Like globally, there is the ISO 27001. And then in North America, SOC 2 and Type 2 and SOC 2 Type 3 are very, very common for large organizations to actually go, hey, I am compliant. I have these controls in place. I am doing this. One of the things that I thought was really interesting in, I've worked in compliance for a while. I was in a company down in Atlanta that literally what they did was focus only on compliance software. And it was a lot of fun and very educational in regards to the healthcare industry, which is highly compliant and highly regulated. So any industry that is highly regulated has to meet certain compliance requirements. Because of that, I learned a lot about getting compliance levels. So when you get an audit in regards to compliance, they want to know what your source of truth is for your user account, or let's say you're using a cloud provider. Is that, where are you getting your source of truth for those cloud providers? And what was really interesting in one of them a long time ago, I was asked, hey, this is, where is your source of truth? Well, we're using the API to actually pull in all of that data into a single location. And they're like, well, how do you know that API is working? And I was like, well, that's a great question. I was like, well, I can actually make that call real time and verify that the API is returning the same accounts that I am anticipating on the cloud provider. And I was like, but wait, if the API is a concern, how do we guarantee that the cloud provider accounts are even accurate? Right? And you can go down this rabbit hole. Needless to say, the auditor didn't really like that I was challenging what they thought source of truth was. But that's reality, right? How far do you want to go? Well, is that account that is created on that cloud provider accurate? Well, who created it? Well, who created the code that actually allowed you to create that account? And is that code actually being mimicked? Or is that code being spoofed? And is that cloud provider still accurate in regards to what I created just now or what I created last week? And how do I know that the code that I wrote last week is the same as the code that I'm actually executing today? And what if there is some middleman attack that I was unaware of at that exact second when I made that call? And there's a level that you're going to have to get to in regards to, well, I trust this as to be the source of truth, which goes back to authenticity. So when we're building social media platforms and talking about all of that, nobody is really going, oh, well, that's probably a bot. Oh, that's just a bunch of spammers, or that's this, or that's that, or that's probably just AI responding to you. And that's how you're getting your followers and things like that. And 90% of the time, that's probably true. However, what if we validated all of that? And how do we validate all of that? Well, there's a question. Right? Let's say we require an ID for any type of account. I think that's a great idea. Great. So you can't create any bot accounts unless you have an ID that has been validated from some other source of truth. And you can go down this rabbit hole of what the source of truth is. What if you only did it for the US? What if you had a social media platform that is only in the US, that is valid only if you have an ID? Or even better, is valid only if you have a driver's license. Let's do that. And your age on that driver's license is over 18. Wow, people are like, oh, that's invasion of privacy. Great. You feel that way. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that will. Don't sign up for that platform. And that's one of the things. If you are worried about your invasion of privacy on a social media platform, so you literally are going on there to be social and be public, and you're worried about the level of privacy of your data, don't go on the platforms. There is a book a long time ago. I forgot who wrote it. I'm going to look it up because it was a great book. It was turned into a movie. And it was written by Michael Crichton. He also wrote The Terminal Man. One of my favorite books, by the way. So Michael Crichton wrote this book called The Rising Sun. And at the very, very, very beginning of it, where it had like a single line. If you don't want them to buy it, don't sell it. It's super easy. People are worried about people, the Chinese buying a bunch of land, and all of this land is being acquired. I was like, you know how to not have all that land acquired? Stop selling it. It's kind of simple. That's the easiest way to prevent that. And it was really fascinating is people they want all of the social media, and they want this publicity, and they want this fame, and they want this influence. But they want it on their terms, in their world, that they want to have control over so many other aspects of it. But you're using somebody else's platform. Understand that. You want your own platform, build it. There's enough open source code out there to show you how to build a Twitter clone. There's actually tutorials about that. There's tutorials about building all sorts of things. You can go on YouTube and find out how to build almost anything. That's kind of why I moved away from just doing coding podcasts. There's so many coding podcasts out there. So I'm going to be talking to you more about my ideas, my thoughts. And you can find the tutorials. If you want links, if you have questions about, well, I'd really like to learn how to do this, I will find you probably 3 different examples of how to do it. Just let me know. But back to the social media platform. Great, you want all of this influence. You want all of this creativity and these ideas to come out. But you got to understand that you're getting all of that for free by putting it out there. Well, that means somebody who built all of that, whether it be the Zuckerbergs of the world or the Elon Musks of the world, they are allowed to actually have your data at that point. The government in the EU with the GDPR is stepping in saying, no, you can't use somebody else's data. And I was like, great, then tell them to get off my platform. If you want to use the platform, there are regulations that they should have set up to allow them to do whatever they want. Anyway, that is my take on things today. I really just wanted to talk about the Substack, talk a little bit about the different social media platforms out there. And I will let you know about the new stuff that's coming in regards to my monthly newsletter, the new schedule for the podcast or for the daily streams. The podcast, I think I'm going to do every couple weeks on Sundays, which is today. So I'm actually going to record and push this out. Anyway, that is all I had for today. I could ramble on a lot longer, but I'm going to stop. And let's see how authentic people can be on social media and understand that there's a part of it that we're all sharing with. Cool. Have a good one, and thanks for stopping by. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.